yet again, I haven't written a recap. So, previously on Dive Laughter, we went into the mind of Hugh.
In lands far away, across a sea of treetops, there lies a small, isolated village by the name of Arborough.
And experienced his memories. We visited his mother and father in his cocoon home.
Unusually distant from the rest of the elves, this is the home of Fern, Armin, and their unusual son, Hugh.
And his parents, who were supposed to kind of be divisive on it, instead weren't.
Dude, what if Hugh. We just castrated him?
We have ourselves a winning idea. I thought this would be a much longer visit, but castration seems like a perfectly reasonable solution.
Hugh, is that what you want?
And his dad was like,
rewrite, you know what I mean?
Super, flip the script. Yeah, wow. It
dude, there's a full-ass script that Brian ignores every bit of it.
I read this, and I'm Sam's dad, and I secretly hate Sam.
Secretly? Yeah, just
Hugh's dad. I'm Hugh's dad.
You're very loving. No, you're very loving to me.
So what brings you here? You want to talk about my fucking retarded, ugly son? What do you need? What do you got
to
say?
What I would like to talk about.
I thought that in my head. I thought that in my head. That was a thought. He has the blood of a royal in him. That'll play later on, all right? He's gonna find out he's secretly royalty or something. That's gonna, there you go. I just accepted that into
Brian's
the story.
Writing my own character for me.
You know,
Sam actually is a piece of shit.
The Dom and I came and cut the bridge. Scissors have always existed. It's odd that your son chooses rocks. These are scissors. Then Hugh resorted to having to climb down it daily, you know, still getting hated on, had a few friends, but even they over time filtered out because, in his own words, I believe,
nobody wants to eat the new food from the diseased ugly elf with the weird cock. Nobody wants to be friends with the diseased elf with the weird cock. And worst of all, nobody wants to date the diseased ugly elf with the weird cock.
You know, and in matters were made worse when longtime nemesis, flock of seagulls hair guy and the old crony boys showed up.
Some distance from town, where Hugh was ambushed by his old schoolhouse bully Orlin, who was backed up by his cronies Heron and Mim.
I'm Orlin, aka... Yeah. Mouth boy.
Wait, I'm gonna hit you in the back of that with a big rock. Kill
you. Yeah, just fucking kill him.
But they beat the hell out of poor Hugh, and then they fed him.
Beat him almost to death.
The classic. Yeah, actually, I believe you were pretty apologetic, actually. Things got a little out of hand there for a while.
Kids will be kids.
Jesus Christ, you. I didn't mean to. I think I went too far this time. I'm going to grab your bow now.
Until they're not.
You know, when you're peeing and shoving hairballs in his mouth.
Bob? Hey, Hughes, check this out. I'm going to piss my pants. And I'm going to just piss them right in front of you. And then I'm going to say, gay boys now, hold him down. And I put all the hair into the piss puddle. And I go, suck on this. And I put a piss hairball in your mouth.
And you gave him a perfect haircut.
My mother was a barber. And I gave you a really sweet haircut. Look at my hair. I give you my hair. And you think you ever could be like me? And I show you your reflection in my piss puddle, and you see a glimpse of like, could that be
beauty?
Me?
Yeah,
and then beauty cries.
And I chop away at the flock of seagulls.
And then exploded it with a double hammer fist after running up a tree.
And I'm gonna do a I'm gonna do a run up a tree backflip double handed hammer fist. So I run up the tree. I go, I bet you. Check this out.
No, you run all the way up the canopy and then drop down 380
from
feet.
The fucking top.
And there's like a fire trail going behind my hands, and now now
it's like fucking entering the atmosphere.
And I you're gonna get him real hot. And I go, I learned this one from my hero Pop Goblin. I learned this move from the legendary wrestler Pop Goblin's father. This will come into play later. And I fly down and I explode your flock of seagulls there.
As wood elf boys will be wood elf boys.
The part of your brain that makes you any bit more normal than you already are.
Knocked a couple letters down the alphabet.
Fuck.
And after regaining consciousness, I believe Hugh stumbled into an encampment.
Hugh stood up his body screaming in agony after the badass beatdown he had endured, yeah. and slowly shuffled towards what he hoped was home. While trudging through the underbrush, Hugh had the sobering realization he didn't belong in Arboro. He could try to apply... As he got closer to the source of the light, he could make out three figures huddled around what appeared to be a low, dwindling campfire. And suddenly, one of the figures bellowed, "Are you beast or foe? Come into the light, or I'm going to start loosing arrows at you."
Where he met three rather kindly, although rather strange, trapper humans.
Brian, take
it. All right, so you walk... Way. Yeah, yeah. No, I said, come here, or... You come out of the bushes, right? Stop, I called you out. I said, "Why, well, ready?
Come here!
I read that.
Hey, little boy, come what? Here!
We're not gonna bite you." I go, "Oh Jesus, because you were really ugly, but I can't let I can't say that. I can't give an indication. It says right there." But I did flinch when I saw your fucking horrible your face.
Exactly, indication.
There's no indication.
We're going to make a new character sheet for like Brian. It's just like going orc. Back to not look, talking.
One just particularly was possessed with a spirit.
Come a little closer to the fire. Let me feel you. I need to feel with my hands. Oh my. You Fern's boy. We had a boy. A little ugly boy.
Hey, he was like, Fern, wait a second.
When I looked at him, I went blind. I think I embraced Hugh fully.
And I hold you.
Wow, this is what it's like to be loved.
All the worries in the world are going to wash off you like crawdads, tears. Okay, go on now. Go to bed forever.
I believe his name was Yorn.
It's indicative of your whole journey.
And as Yorn looked into the eyes of Hugh, he saw some glimmer of faith just burning within the iris.
I see the stars in your eyes. You got royal blood. You got the blood of the old gods. I see
it. I haven't heard Yorn talk like this ever. This is 300% more than Yorn has ever said while we've been out here.
Yorn's had a stroke, dude. Yorn has a strange instant connection with this boy.
Okay, here's a bow.
And asked him to draw back a crude and strange bow hewn from a craw swordfish, and
what am I doing? Am I pulling?
You're drawing
bow?
Back the crawdad's cry.
Is that the name of it?
That's the name of the bow.
Yeah, it's a weapon. Yeah.
Oh, the crawdad cry on your field down in here.
Yeah. Every time the crawdad cry,
that's something you shoot with the heart. Can only be drawn by a boy that been through real sad time. Whatever. You gotta feel the crawdad tear before you draw back the bow. Yeah. Feel them on your cheek.
You feel it, son?
You feel them?
With a single tear running down his face that burned, it kind of etched a scar as it cascaded down, if I remember how it
looks
this
even
was
more
going.
Ugly and freakish now after yeah. the.
Oh, it burns! So it's been on my skin for too long!
Ah, it's eating my flesh!
It's like glory.
You to... wear that. You wear that. Like a mock honor.
He was so able to draw now? It back, though, which fulfilled the prophecy.
We saw you shoot that fucking thing. I didn't expect anyone to do anything with that, so... Fuck it.
And then as it's fading away, I walk over to retrieve the arrow, and I go, "My God." And he pierced a crawdad right through the heart. Even though you yeah. take it and shoot it well. He's got the blood of an ancient god in him. I'm adding this to his lore. He's an untapped beast.
A previously almost unknown bit of lore that has massively shaped Hugh's entire life, character, and direction.
Yeah. I call him Mudbug.
At this time, Yorn awarded him the bow.
Yeah. He was some sort of... Like,
he's the strongest crater I've ever seen.
he's a dad of all crawdads.
As he was the true master of it and told him that it would be his destiny to fulfill the prophecy.
Hey, when a boy emerges from the ferns and grabs the crawdad bow and pierces a crawdad through the heart, he's going to end times.
I go, the prophecy.
Acropacy.
The Legend of the Acropacy.
The Legend of the Acropacy is true.
Oh my god.
And they shared good times and good evenings, and Hugh, with his knowledge of trapping, shared it with the trappers, who were, of course, very interested. Yeah, and, you know, trappers being interested in trapping, thought that Hugh was just great to have around.
Yeah, so, wow, you guys are a riot. I definitely want to join up with you. Is that all right?
That's, yeah, it's fine with us.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, that Creole.
He shot
that
exit thing.
Was
he
a joke.
And he forged his first true mentorship and friendship with the kind folks out there.
The first time in his life, Hugh was welcome to the group. And you know what? It felt good. So what? The people were crass, filthy. Some of their teeth were missing. They obviously weren't educated very well. And worst of all, they had constructed a fire at the base of the combustible village I grew up in. But Hugh was willing to let all that slide because in this moment, he didn't feel like he was less than those around him. And that was a good feeling.
Oh.
And they were raided by bandits and all died. Mm. I immediately freak out and stab him, and then he stabs me with a crawdad, and we all die at the same time. And it would be funny if we all killed ourselves in front of him. He was just sitting there with the fire.
Yeah, no, after your whole life's gonna be a roller coaster. Boy, watch that wolf attack!
Yes, and you all were just kind of perceiving this as a group and together, and it all made sense. And you were these people, and you were living these lives, and it was so real. And
like Inception.
All of a sudden,
like
the movie Inception.
How did I get here?
With the echoes of the prophecy still ringing in your ears, your vision begins to tunnel as you feel yourself falling backwards, like Inception.
Inception.
Is that a thing? I've never seen the movie, actually.
Shut up, Brian.
Ironically, I've seriously never seen it.
Like slipping into the abyss of a dream, you feel all that you are slither backwards and away from this experience. Your mind reels and congeals with other fleeting shreds and sensations long since past. One moment, you feel yourself formed out of a strange wood, wandering on cold cobblestones in the dark. Another, you're back in Pinewood Pass, staring over the pointed pine walls under the moonlight. You put your hand out along the edge in front of you, and to your surprise, your arm begins to grow into it, and the wall in return creeps up and along your body. Before any sense of fear can enter your mind, your thoughts are already drifting away, unable to distinguish what you are and what you aren't. You exit and float above the ground before it turns into another swirling void. Colors and shapes begin to flicker, altering from solid to liquid shape, moving as fluid as your own being. You suddenly realize you don't know if you're breathing, and you search your mind for how to do so. You can't find your lungs, and for a moment, feel a sense of worried paralysis holding your thoughts in place, refusing to let them take action. Stubbornly, you demand it from yourself, and with a massive gasp, yourself come back awake. Lingering goosebumps fade from across your skin, and a cool sweat runs across your neck. You must have been zoned out there for a second, and something you can't shake, like the strangest sensation of deja vu, nibbles at the back of your thoughts. No matter, you think, as you return to your business.
You feel deja poob creeping over deja your body. Pop. You hear a narrator. Wow. Darkness falls.
And magic stirs.
And then the sun rises again. Because this takes place during the day. You find yourself in Greenvale. A place where everything seems to grow as large as your aspirations. That is, except the residents that reside there, residentially. That is, except for one patron, Hobgoblin, as tall as the tiniest tree and as wide as a bigger tree. He is an awesome hero boy, with a proclivity for the mystic arts and a keen eye for whimsy. He has a heroic and righteous nature, one that he certainly did not inherit from his gobfather, Bob Goblin, nor his stepgobber, Gobbledygoblin. They are sharks of the wrestling trade and use Bob's massive size to their own advantage. Bob Goblin runs the underworld of Greenvale, a place filled with more vices than a vice store. Greenvale appears to be a normal run-of-the-mill ho-hum village. But what outsiders fail to see is the massive network of tunnels underneath. From schools to whorehouses, most of the joy of Greenville is spent in the underworld. They aren't, like, afraid of the sun or anything, though. They still go to the upworld and throw down. So it's not really relevant to this. I just, you know, for some lore, they've got, like, kind of like hobbit homes, but more like rats, like underground, with a series, of tunnels. But this is above ground, so it doesn't, you know, play into it too much.
They have that.
Yeah, but they have that, just so you know.
It's important to be aware of.
Hugh's the master of the skies, but Pob comes from the underground.
So do, like, the best real estate, is it deeper, or is it more close to the surface?
You want something where you get a little bit of both. Most of the homes, they have the facade of, like, they got an up area, you eat breakfast up there, but you spend most of your time down in your underworld.
Where it's warm in the mantle.
Where it's just cozy. This memory is buried in the memory of a town that once was, but it's like the town itself is a memory of a town, and the memory is fading, like all it ever was just forest. Pob doesn't sleep, he just dreams, and this dream is a nightmare. It is the day of the Greenvale Annual Junior Wrestling Amateur Semifinals, ages 10 to 14, and it is the last day of Pob's innocence.
That's a huge, huge championship.
I know.
I want to talk about the setup for a coming-of-age story.
Yeah. He is facing
It doesn't
tiny...
get much bigger than that, but carry on, sorry.
No. Well, it's a pretty big division.
Yeah.
There's like 8 kids in it. He's facing Tiny Tinky, a local hero boy himself, a scholar, a poet, a dancer, a friend, a son, a brother. On this day, his little tiny hero boy heart beat for its final time. Locals would go on to call this day 9/11 for tiny heroes. The setting, Greenvale, Woodland Town.
What day was it? What was the date?
It's 9/11. Well, it's just coincidence. Nothing to do with ours. It's basically it's just like a woodland town, massive trees that smell of pine. They aren't pine trees, though. They're like fantasy trees. This wasn't written an hour ago. Goblin jazz is being played at an increasingly fast pace to match the anticipation of the patrons. It starts in the home of Pob and ends in the ring. You want me to introduce you to the characters?
I want to pee really quick.
You have to pee.
You want
to
pee?
I told you 20 minutes in. It's like a stupid Pavlovian response. I'm sorry.
And freeze.
Sam just left. He didn't even say he had to pee. I got to pee, though. So.
Sam looks like he's going to kill himself.
Dude, look at that fucking... Look at that picture, dude. That's supposed to be me. That is a fat fucking ugly piece of shit.
You.
That is not even close.
Your hair's really long in it.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
So I've been thinking about my my Bob voice. Is it like a gravelly, like...
Yeah, give us some gruff.
Yeah, give us some gruff.
Damn it, Bobby. Bobby.
God damn it, Pob.
He sounds just like Hank Hill.
Yeah.
God damn it, Bob.
No, it doesn't make sense because he's supposed to be like an underboss, right? Yeah, he's supposed to be like a...
He's even deeper than the underworld. He's in the underworld.
Oh.
It's very dark, except for they have lights. Sorry. That's okay, now so Brian's gone. Did you guys like my intro? Do you feel the scene set?
You did a hell of a job, dude.
Bizzle. Sam, when you're editing the like narration and stuff, just fucking mute us. Like just have
sometimes.
Because like Brian just sits there and goes like
So you say this, right? But then if you do watch the last episode, Brian's interruptions are hilarious. And then you tell him to shut the fuck up, and he does. And then halfway through it, you miss him so much that you stop narrating and demand Brian come back because you miss him.
Yeah, and he's laying low. So okay, I'm gonna mute.
Yeah, you mute. Okay. Several months later, the sun is laying low. God, I miss him. I miss Brian.
Bring him back. It's not the same without him.
I miss him.
Yep. So,
nah, that was a front.
No.
Trust. You can see it in his face.
Well, it depends. If it plays into a bit, then yeah. But otherwise, I would fucking mute whenever somebody's talking.
I work
other people's mics.
but okay. Also,
I'm gonna go.
Oh, sorry, like let's go. Fucking Twitch.
I'm DM for this episode.
He's in charge. Yeah.
Rile it in. Ram. All right. The characters. You've got Pop. Me. Younger. I mean, not me. You know, not me. Like not me. Poob. Pop. But he's got bigger hair back then. Hence,
he will be played by me.
The hair. Yeah. But who will be played by me? Awesome. Tortured. Twisted from parental dread and pressure to break the goblin code. You know the guy. Bob. This is. Sam. This is Pob's.
What's the goblin code?
We've talked about four rules. How did you forget it, dude?
The only thing I remember is like no interracial sex. Like that's the only thing he talks about.
You also can't steal from others unless it's in a Robin Hood type way. Yeah. And also everybody love everybody. That's the first one.
It's a little bit of a. It's kind of a more of a new age way of thinking.
I forgot.
There's the old beliefs such as Bob subscribes to. He's a ruthless. He's driven by money and greed. Also a glutton, to add in another sin. Doesn't subscribe to the Goblin Code. Believes in the Bob Goblin Code. To each their own and bang who you please. Wears a gold heirloom chain made from mud diamonds. Stepfather of Pob Goblin. Adopted him to use his superior size and strength in the ring. Washed up legend of the sport. Played the role of the villain on and off the ring. Been involved in multiple wrestling-related deaths and cover-ups. Was permanently injured fighting his rival 25 years ago. Still
How
bitter
was I
about
injured?
This loss. Neck snapped. I think he probably broke all of his fingers in both hands.
Okay.
Wait, you're Bob?
Yeah, he's going to be Bob.
Oh, I thought you were Tiny Tink.
Jesus Christ, okay, Brian. Poop. You can't keep goddamn one and one together.
That's Bizzle.
Yes.
All right. Technically, we haven't got to.
He was
13 years old, but a heart of gold.
That's a good phrase. He's still better about this loss. Adopted Pop shortly after the loss of, you know, all his fingers got broken. And he lives vicariously through him. Pushes him to fight like he did, much to Pop's chagrin. He really is trying to push him to break the goblin code because he knows he'd have the ultimate wrestling weapon if he could convince Pop to go against his nature. He's around 4 feet tall, pretty big for a goblin, you know.
Throws his weight around, I can tell, dude.
Yeah, he's kind of fat, too.
Okay.
Gobble D Goblin. The polar opposite
of
Pop.
Physicality, like, how, like, am I just
injured,
fat,
dude.
Or am
like
I...
Like Tony Soprano Goblin.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Like...
There's a picture of him right there. Yeah,
I'm not trying to mansplain Bob here, but guy. He... It sounds like, yeah, I mean, just because you're injured doesn't mean he's probably still pretty tough.
If he's 4 feet tall and he's over the ropes, that's a small-ass arena.
No, that picture is like, it's an it's Pob's memory of it. Like, he serves as a much bigger force in his memory. Like,
Pob is also like fucking 6'5".
Pob is
5 pounds or something.
Like, he is heavily, you know, tortured by these two that are like half his size. But to him, they're much greater. Like, in this memory, it's okay if, like, Bob is actually, like, 7 feet tall, you know? Like, that's how he comes off. Same with Gobbledy Goblin. He's probably, like, 6'8", memory-wise, but he's really 3'4". Anyway, Gobbledy Goblin, the step-gobber of Bob, small, meek, evil, kind of cool or whatever, gets laid all the time, has loud sex, and it drives Bob crazy. Everyone thinks he's so hot and funny. Whatever. Doesn't bother me. I mean, Bob. Licks his dagger like a psycho when he wants to look intimidating. Constantly bullies Pop since he's the older brother. Makes him eat bird shit and gives him nipple twisters. Pop is deeply afraid of him. Deep down, he wants to be like Pop. He doesn't want to be like Bob. But he fears it's too late. I mean, he's already 14 years old. That's 16 in goblin years. He has dreams to become a veterinarian. This is a little out of left field, but, you know, I'm trying to really capture a whole person.
Give him more detail, more depth.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. Keep this in mind. He wants to be a veterinarian. He feeds Pop bird shit to examine stool samples secretly. Because, you know, of course, Bob would never let him be something like a veterinarian. He wants him to be a wrestler. He's about 3'4".
It's like average height, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a little, almost tall.
Yeah, maybe he's a little tall for a guy. He's
like,
young,
he's
though.
He's like 6 foot.
Yeah, human. He's 14. He's tiny. Here, he's young. Tiny,
well,
tinky.
Not that young.
Wait, 3'4 is like 6 foot. Right? 3'4 is like 6 foot?
Well, I'm just saying he's 14, but that's like, the joke was just that it's barely different, but.
It's, yeah, well, yeah, like, I know.
Well, I'm saying like a 4 foot tall is a pretty big goblin. So 3'4" is on the yeah. size of being like.
Yeah, true.
That's like
above average.
He's a late bloomer.
I thought he was going to be more of like the short guy. Like he's not tiny, he's a short guy.
But yeah, he wants to be 3'5". Why wouldn't he?
I mean, 4 feet tall is like for a wrestler height. Goblin yeah. standard.
I was robbed. How's the mom? What's the mom's genetics here, man? That's fucking.
She's not a character in this, Brian.
That's criminal. Well, how tall is she?
You don't get to know
I
that.
I think I should know what my mom's height is, I feel like. my character's mom's height.
That's not even Bob's mom. You need that much backstory.
Yeah. Do I know Bob's parents?
Yeah. Well, you're the.
I think at this point, it's kind of like. Bob doesn't even know he's adopted.
He's an orphan.
Okay.
Yeah. It happened when he was quite young, and there's kind of like an air of like, no one really talks about it because, you know, Bob's like he's a huge goblin. So it's like, why isn't it his son? And his wife, Bob's wife, she died, but she was a bitch. You know, he doesn't like her. She was actually a good person, but you're a sexist. Tiny Tinky. The mom isn't important in this. Don't try to have sex with any moms.
Okay.
Tiny Tinky. Local hero boy. Saved a drowning child.
My character. I can do what I want.
Drowning child. Yeah. Okay, well, you can have sex with it. Just don't have sex with my mom.
Well, we don't know your mom.
Saved a drowning child during a flood when he was only 8 years old. He's now 13. 3 years Bob senior, but a fourth his size. He does wrestling to improve.
Saved me, I would fucking let him kill me. I'd be like, no. Don't save me. It's embarrassing.
Saved a six-year-old.
Okay.
He does wrestling to improve his stamina for his dancing. Real Billy Elliot type and a real hero. He feels great pressure because of the saving he did when he was younger. Feels like he peaked when he was only 8. His darkest secret, he hesitated when he tried to save the child. But, I mean, he still saved him. He just holds himself to an incredible standard. The local elders see the future of goblin kind in his eyes. They say he was touched by the great goblin itself. He admires Bob, but fears he's becoming influenced by Bob. Going into this match, he's thinking it's going to be a regular, friendly, junior division, amateur wrestling ages 10 to 14 semifinals. When he whistles, forest creatures come to his aid and make him close. A mere 2'9", but has the courage and heart of a giant.
Of a 4'5" guy, yeah.
Of at least 4'5".
He's 2'9". What is that? And like,
dude, I don't know, dude. He's just tiny. He's just like ridiculously tiny. But his knee's
bigger
tiny.
Than this kid.
4 feet is huge. He's like 5'6" human.
Yeah, he's like 5'6", which is tiny as fuck for a human.
Is Greenville like an anthill? Like, what the fuck? How? Why is everybody so goddamn small?
All fucking insanely tiny.
The forest tall. Everyone's kind. It's like kind of like I don't know if this is real, but.
Like
I think
the giant
it's like,
there.
You know, when they put the dragons in the dragon pit in Game of Thrones, they started growing smaller and smaller. Yeah. When they started living more underground, they started kind of becoming more, you know, built for it. And they started building their tunnels a little shorter. And over time, it's kind of made them, they're more of a, like a little stout little group now.
I mean,
Pob's just kind of like a genetic freak. Like, he is just a beast.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not unheard of because... You know, if there's a goblin that's capable of carrying the world on its back, what's to say that a goblin has to be small?
Millions of years ago, goblins might have been 50 feet tall. You know, who am I to say? I have no idea. I don't know what I'm saying.
How do you get so tiny? That's crazy.
Because like they started living in holes.
Goldfish, you know? It's just depends like on the size of the bowl.
Yeah. But it's more cozy below. So what would you rather be, 7 feet tall or really cozy? It's a big debate in the goblin community.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to fly a lot.
Yeah. Yes, especially, you know, those Spirit Airline flights. It was going to be tight. Let's start it. Let's start and scene. It probably, the whole thing will take place over the day. Ending in the ring, like I said, starting in Bob's home. It's going to be Bob, Sam's character. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing some vile stuff. You give me a pep talk, but you want me to break the goblin code, and you want me to break Tiny Tinky. You want him to go down because you heard there's a talent scout for the pro leagues going to be watching this match. And if I win big here in a big way, if I got a lot of pizzazz, I might make it. Okay. Ryan, you make me eat bird shit. and you're just a general bully. You can do that when I go outside or something, or you can.
Yeah, he's not like he's not in the house.
Not
he?
In your house.
No, he's, well, it's his house too. He's having sex in his room loud, and you come into my room. You know, it's like a real Harry Potter type room. Yeah. It's under the mud stairs. Every time you stomp
that's
on him,
really
dirt
cozy,
hits
right?
me in the mouth.
Okay.
And Bizzle, you are a fly on the wall in this. We won't linger here long. We'll get to the rings. Actually, we can do a cut. I think it'd be pretty good to Tiny Tinky. Maybe his family's like hyping him up and talking about how he's a hero boy.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. We gotta do.
Kissing
we'll
on
do.
The chin on the forehead.
We'll do ours, so it's your pep talk, and then we'll cut, and we'll have just impromptu characters where it's the exact opposite treatment, where he's just got like a mom and a dad.
Yeah, they love him.
Yeah. Oh my God, great. you're gonna do it. Yeah, you're gonna be so great. I hand knitted you this little cape.
You're my tiny little
hero
boy
on the wall.
God. Yeah. Basically, that's the idea.
There's a talent scout there, honey. I want you to look like a superhero out there with this cape.
No, I'm just going to take the 5 seconds of me being on the wall, and I'm just going to use that for the entire time for me here.
Okay, good. So. We're going to cut to Tiny Tinky after, but... okay, let me do some improv. Let me get my improv leather-licking leather. Okay. First thing, I wake up, and then my eyes open, and then I'm awake.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
That, no, sure.
I'm walking down the stairs that is above your fucking head, and I make sure to stomp on the stairs real hard so dust and spiders fall on you and into your fucking Jerry curls.
Yeah. Oh, my Jerry curls.
I do that annoying bad parent thing where I open the door and then I knock on it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I bust in and I look at you and we make eye contact and I go, dunk, 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 dunk.
And the room's so small, when you open the door, it hits me in the throat. I'm like,
unrelated. While we were on vacation, I'm sorry, my fucking mother-in-law opened a door so quick and hit my daughter in the face that it fucking obliterated her top lip. And I'm like, what the hell happened to my child? She's like, oh yeah, I smacked her in the face with a goddamn French door.
I didn't knock. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, wait. We'll cut back to reality. Gunk. I open the door, hit you in the face, and
hi,
I go.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, Papa.
Hello, Godfather.
Wait. Hold on. Let me work on my Bob voice. Yeah.
Do the goblins have an accent?
Yeah. Do I have like a?
Hey, Papa, what's going on? No, not really.
I'm a Tony Soprano type, right?
They can have independent accents. They're
Pop,
a little
I'm gonna have to get you to throw this fucking fight today, Pop. No, he's not gonna. He's not gonna. Yeah, no, you're not gonna throw it. You're gonna do the opposite. I want you to fucking kill this little kid, Pop. I'm not doing an Italian accent.
Oh, why you keep switching up your voice so much, Pop?
I'm fucking insane. That's why my life's been shit ever since I injured myself.
I wish you were my real dad. I wish you were dead. Hey, but you want me to, huh? You want me to what, Papa?
Listen to me.
Papa?
Listen to me. Up on the surface, there's a big wrestling match today.
Yeah, the junior, the green veil junior amateur ages 10 to 14 semifinals.
You fit within those age ranges.
Yeah,
You're going to go into that. And let me tell you something. There's a talent scout there.
Oh,
and you got my blood. Coursing through your veins. I was the best goddamn goblin wrestler of all time.
Well, you got beat, but okay.
I'm gonna exit this room we're gonna start this conversation over again.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I walk out. I'm still a nice guy.
Stupid. I hit myself in the face.
Yeah. I'm still in the nice guy face because I want you to do what I want you to do, okay?
Okay.
Now I open the door even harder this time and fucking crack your shins with it.
Oh, my shins! I need those for my wrestling.
I kicked the door open.
You take 1d4 memory damage.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna call it a.
Now you gotta talk to like a drill sergeant.
Stand up when I'm talking to you. Pop, stand up straight.
Attention.
It's so short. I can't.
Yeah, you're like hunched over, and I'm shorter than you, so what I do is I grab your collar and then do a one-arm pull-up so we're face to face.
And my feet... stand. It's so tiny in here.
My feet are dangling 3.5 feet off the ground.
He's kicking. He's kicking,
face to face. You listen to me, motherfucker. You're gonna go into that tournament and you're gonna fucking kill your opponent. You're gonna massacre him. You're gonna draw and quarter him in front of everybody so you show that talent scout that ain't nobody better than Bob's son, Pop.
But it's Tiny Tinky. He's a local hero. He's a hero boy. Don't you remember when he saved that little boy from the river?
Everybody likes a villain. And I need you. He's the perfect person to massacre.
But
you know,
fall
of a hero.
But my heroism, what about that?
This is not your real life. This is your persona, your wrestling persona.
Oh, what's that?
it's very complicated, but you have your real life, your Pop life, where you have your code and everything. But in the ring, nobody likes a fucking fighter with a code.
Oh, so it's like pretends?
It's like pretend.
It's like a joke?
It's like a joke. And Tiny Tinky, he's in on it. I've already told him. You're going to lose this fight. You're going to get destroyed.
Oh.
And Pop is going to be the hero that everybody needs.
Me? A big life hero?
Big life hero.
Tinkus
said that he would be honored. He's the true hero. He's willing to sacrifice a little bit of himself to make you look that great for your future wrestling career so that you may one day shine just a little bit as much as I shined 25 years ago before my horrible accident in the ring.
We're not allowed to talk about that accident in this house, but...
What accident?
I think you're losing.
You said I'm as strong as I used to be. As I'm still doing a one-arm pull-up up to your fucking face.
You're the strongest goblin in the world. You're stronger than the great goblin.
All right. Yeah, and I give you a little kiss. And I say, carry me into the kitchen. My arms are sore now.
Okay. And then I hold you. I turn you around, and I hold you in the formation that future me would then hold Baby Duke in. And I carry you out, and I say, okay.
I was just thinking, what if he's like almost wheelchair ridden? So have you ever seen A Clockwork Orange where like... The guy that they attack, and then he comes back to him after he gets his treatment, he gets carried around. He's in his wheelchair, and he has his bodybuilder just pick up the wheelchair and walk like him through the house.
Yeah, that can be, you're like crippled.
Yeah, I'm just straight up crippled.
All right.
No, I'm not crippled. You just carry me in a chair because I'm lazy and I don't feel like walking.
Now I'm going to sit in this little chair. Okay, fine. I pick you up.
Ah! Do you still have that Source Forge model? That'd be perfect.
Oh, my God, I do. I don't know if I do, but I could make it again, the little wheelchair goblin. Okay. Do you think Gobbledy Goblin's going to make it to my big game, Papa?
He wouldn't miss it for anything. That kid loves you.
I think I hear him in his room. Is he home?
He's probably doing his usual.
Oh. Fucking bitches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be late, though, is he? I'd really like to impress him.
I don't know. Let's see. Hey, Gobbly Goblin, you in there?
What?
What are you doing? Are you going to make...
over here.
Oh, you fucking again? That's it. This guy's
fucking
a goddamn broken record. You kids live just like I used to 25 years ago before my horrible accent that we're not supposed to talk about.
What accident, Pa? I don't know. I don't know anything about no accident.
What the fuck
are
you talking about? Accidents in there. I'm going to come in there and fucking...
Your penis is still functional, though, doctor said. You still get laid like crazy, right?
Nobody wants to fuck a loser.
Oh.
Yeah. And I lost one time. Yeah. The Goblin Society is very unforgiving to losers. You got to have nothing but dubs.
Yeah, you lost to Tiny Tinky's father, right?
No.
Okay. I forget. You never tell me anything about it. Yeah. So.
No, that did, and that plays no role in what you're about to do to that poor little man.
Well, he's in on it, though.
Yeah, he's totally in on it. I paid him and his dad off.
Paid him? That's breaking...
but that's cheating.
The GC, bro, the GC.
It's not cheating. That's just the industry. That's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wrestling's fake.
This is Greco-Roman wrestling.
Learn that
this
early.
Is, yeah.
Okay, you're my father, and I'll believe
theatrical.
You.
Yeah, it's theatrical.
Okay. Anything to make you... I won't say the word. Anything to make you proud. Anything to make you... Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about that word, none.
I pat you on the top of your head.
Maybe
I say, go get your brother. Let's get out of here.
Maybe
well,
I get
you
gesture
him like this so that he leans down and then you pat him on the fucking head.
Yeah, yeah. Bring your bring your fucking head down here.
I flinch.
Good son.
Oh, give him a little noogie.
Stop.
Yeah. What's the goal here? Are we supposed to be leaving the house?
No, yeah, yeah. We're going to walk over to the wrestling ring. I guess Gobble can meet us there. We do need to do a cutaway to Tinky and his family now doing basically the opposite of that. Bizzle. Okay. Very supportive family. Sam, do you want to play as good dad?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you can? That's a big ask for an actor is to now do the complete opposite of what you just did.
Oh, you want to? I mean, what's Bizzle going to be playing?
Bizzle will be playing Tiny Tinky.
Oh, you're Tiny Tinky? Okay.
Yeah, you know, now, you wake up in a complete juxtaposition. You wake up in a master bedroom.
Yeah. Now, you have one of those awesome, like, it kind of looks like a bunk bed, but the top bunk is your bed, and then the bottom's like a fort.
You have a PC rig under.
Yeah, PC rig.
Yeah. My bed shaped like a race car?
He's got the life over here.
It's a
DeLorean.
Yeah, it's a DeLorean, and it's flying, and the under part is, it's DeLorean from the second one, or the end of the first one, and then the bottom part's like a sick little hangout zone. You got toys galore, and you have
the
newspaper clippings of...
Yeah, who's the dad and who's the mom? Is anyone playing that?
You can be the mom, Brian, but you have to be good. You have to be a good mom.
Yeah. Nothing but 100%.
Nothing but like, I made you cinnamon rolls, sweetie.
Okay.
And I'll
be
playing Tiny Tinky's brother, Eric.
And I'm getting out of bed and I'm going to the living room. Or?
Lorenzo.
No, your dad's
gonna
come wake you up.
You're just laying in bed in your awesome bedroom. Okay. And me and Tiny Brian. Tinky's mom.
Yeah, her name's...
Her name's Brian.
Her name's Brian.
And Tiny Tinky's dad happens to be named Sam.
Yeah, sure.
That's
that
great.
Plays.
Yeah. Really progressive over there in Greenvale.
And I'm his brother, also Sam.
Yes. Yes. Named you after me.
Not to be good. Yeah, Sam Jr.
Okay, yeah. So we're in the hallway outside the bedroom. Don't knock yet. No, first
we gotta
I turn.
Cookies.
Hey,
we gotta
honey,
play the cookies for
Brian. Brian.
What?
No, yeah. You got a beautiful breakfast spread on a tray. I'm talking OJ, eggs,
bacon, eggs,
a commercial
pancake.
Level
yeah, commercial level. You got fucking
orange juice, glass of milk,
Aunt Jemima,
grapefruit,
Aunt Jemima, log cabin. You got and then actual maple syrup. You got the three so that he can pick whichever one he wants.
A Nature Valley bar to finish it all off.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Brian, we're about to go in there, and we gotta give our boy a pep talk. He's going into this championship. No. It's a very important... I forget the whole title for it.
It's a junior softcore punching fight.
It's
for ages 6 to 25, I think.
It's the Greenvale Annual Junior Wrestling Semifinals, ages 10 to 14.
Oh, it's the semi. It's semis. It's semis. He's got this.
Yeah, yeah. The semifinals.
He's Tiny Tinker.
Yeah.
I don't know. He is fighting Pop Goblin. He's a pretty big... Pop Goblin's my hero.
Okay, Brian, I'm not sure if you noticed, read the goddamn brochure, but our little boy, he's a town hero. He's a town hero, but he's fighting that goddamn freak,
that
Pob Goblin.
Monster, that walking abomination.
What the fuck is up with that kid? He doesn't fit in a single goddamn tunnel down here. We keep having to extend the tunnels to get his fat ass up and down through this place.
Oh, Pob Goblin likes me.
It's horrific. Our son's gonna get fucking obliterated.
He's gonna get fucking obliterated. To smithereens.
You know what's even worse? His fucking stupid dad came down here trying to intimidate me. He said, your boy better fall in the third round. And I said to him, third round? Your child is 8-9 times as heavy as my little boy. He better not get fucking manslaughtered. It's just a goddamn tournament. It's a fucking kids tournament.
It's a kids tournament. There's
they're giving out
for,
participation trophies at the end of it. This has nothing. This shouldn't be a life or death thing.
Dude, he's so cracked out of his head. He thought there was a talent scout. What the fuck is he talking about?
He's talking
it's
about
like
goddamn
Pee-wee leagues.
Yeah, Greenville Olympic scouts there. Are going to be there.
It's just parents. It's yeah. just the parents of these fucking kids.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, let's go yeah, in there. Yeah. Let's go in there, hype them up and everything, and just make
Tinky.
Sure. Yeah.
Tinky.
Ding, 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 ding.
Little Tinksters.
Tiny Mother Tinky.
Tiny deer? Little Tinksty. Hello. Hello.
Can we come
We've
in?
Made you a breakfast spread for your big day,
Why,
your semi final day.
Parents okay. who I love and adore.
Click. Mm. We open and we go.
Oh, we don't open the door. We don't open
no,
the door.
No, we
first.
Just knock. No, we knock. We okay. respect Aww. The wishes.
You beating off, son?
Yeah. No, I hope you no, weren't masturbating, okay. but that's healthy God. And okay
Guys.
If you were.
You need a jerk off. I mean, we got fleshlights right there in the fridge.
Sanitize.
No, I don't be for a big. Big match, guys.
Gotta keep your legs strong. That's Thanks. My boy right there.
Yeah.
Think it doesn't wow. matter if you win or lose.
You
All
know,
right.
I couldn't.
But that
be
you show your
bravery.
Oh. You saved that child.
It's nothing to be
You saved
brave.
That child. You didn't even hesitate. You didn't just save them. You didn't
going.
Even care.
Give me one Please. Second.
You're so Brian. Selfless.
Mama Brian, that's. You know, it's hard for me to talk about that. I could have done so much more. And today I just want to focus on my match with Pob. Who, again, I respect with every fiber of my being. He may be bigger than me, but I match him in spirit, and I'm confident that I have what it takes today.
Oh,
he
well,
truly
hey.
Is a worthy,
God bless you.
You know, just opponent and all, you know.
Hey, Tiny, you know what? Why don't you get a spoonful of this breakfast Mom gave you? And I'm going to talk to your mom over here for
a
second while you start tucking that away into your tummy. Brian, can I talk to you over here in the corner?
Just rest assured, guys. It's wrestling, and no matter what
happens. Go ahead and eat your breakfast, honey. You need to save your energy.
We all live to see another day.
This kid, he's in fucking denial, dude. This kid's going to get snapped in half.
Oh, he's going to die.
It's unabashed confidence. Unabashed confidence. It's insane. Like, I get it. So what? He dragged
he's
a kid out of a puddle
knee.
A couple years ago. All of a sudden, he's a fucking hero. He thinks he can good. Fight a guy that's 8 feet tall. Are you kidding me? This kid's
I'm gonna
a
be
freak.
Honest. The guy had a life vest on. He was never in danger. No. I don't know where this even came from.
I feel like he might have.
It was a bathtub, I think, is what I heard.
He might have made it up. I have no idea.
I don't know. I haven't. I don't know.
I think he made the whole fucking thing up. This kid's
fucking clean, but
it just so happens the six-year-old was mentally disabled and a mute, so we actually don't know the story.
His
hair was white, so I'm inclined to believe that he was gonna drown, but I don't know.
I say we just make sure to get a photo before the fight so that we have one last memory of us
of Tiny Tinker and
Tiny Tinky.
Intact, I think.
Just don't
yeah.
think life could get any better, Mom, Dad.
Hey, you know, son.
Come
Don't
on
forget,
here,
your mom got you three different types of maple syrup, depending on what you want. Aunt Jemima,
Aunt Jemima, Aunt
cabin.
Jemima with butter, Aunt Jemima without sugar. Go ahead, pick your poison there, buddy.
They're not all Aunt Jemima, but they can be.
I think today I'll use
But you only
all
eat Aunt Jemima in this fucking house. Whoa. There's only Aunt Jemima in this goddamn house.
Yeah. We're an Aunt Jemima family.
We're an Aunt Jemima family.
What syrup do you think what? Pop would use?
You don't Aunt love Jemima me that
butter,
much.
I
you
think.
Just respect me. Throw it back, Tinky.
I want to be exactly like Pop Goblin.
Yeah. By the way, they live
Please,
in a fucking.
Mom,
they live in a.
You're a hero.
A semi-detached cave, so he could actually hear them talking about all this shit. He's fucking banging at the wall.
You hear all the goblins. You hear their conversations echo up through the ventilation shafts.
Now that I actually, I'm still waking up, and I thought about it. He probably would just pick whatever syrup Bob would tell him to.
Yeah,
Bob said to eat
Aunt
Jemima.
Sure. Yeah, well, I want what the real Bob wants, not what Bob wants.
It's weird that you have that much insight into the inner machinations of that family and their different power struggles. Pretty insightful for a fucking 8-year-old or whatever.
What do you admire most about Pav, other than the fact that he's a freak? He's so tall.
Most people say I have the maturity of almost a 14-year-old, and I'm actually 13.
That's the age of consent, by the way. I don't know if that's goblin lore.
It's not like I'm a bad.
My dog ate an entire pillow, and I had to leave, and now you guys.
What?
Talking about goblin consent laws?
Yeah, like all of a sudden, Greenvale's very Japanese. I think they have a very low consent.
What? No, it's 18 in human years, right? Oh, okay. Or some shit. Right. It's perfectly legal.
No.
That came from the lore man himself.
Okay,
Mr.
okay.
Bob.
Hey, you know what, Tiger? You sit there and eat that delicious breakfast. Does it taste good? You want some OJ or milk to wash that down? Here you go. I give him a little bit of that. Check this out. Me and your mom stayed up all night making you a brand new wrestling uniform just for this fight. We pull it out, and it's got silver sequins
on
it.
This one. Look at that.
It's got a cape. It's got a lightning bolt across the chest or whatever.
No, wait.
That's a very humanish type thing that we aspire to be. It's got a dirt shovel on the chest, you know, one of the coolest things for goblins. Maybe.
It's just the word tinker really small because it's tiny tinker. It's actually very clever.
It's got,
no one actually can see that.
It's got patches that look like boulders stitched over each ass cheek.
It's got a neon sign on it.
This is enormous, and it doesn't fit at all.
Press that button right there.
So
press
grateful.
That button right on the shoulder. Look what that does.
It tightens on you.
Yeah, it makes it tighter. Your nipples now poke out.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can see your dick print. You can see every inch of it.
I understand how that works, but that's incredible.
And now a quick cut.
That's the shit that Batman uses.
Shut up!
What? Okay,
I'm the DM. Shut up. And now a quick cut to while they're like, here you go. We made you this little thing. Pob is getting armored up in like a fucking medieval, like he's going to war. And this is the prototype like that I made for Pob when I first
like
ever drew him.
Evil Dead.
I'm getting these like metal, like golden pauldrons put on him. Yeah. Well, I don't have anything. I'm wearing
just like mime it. And I'm going to draw it on you.
There's nothing on my arms, but I put my arms. I'm cocking my arms. That's how cool I am. I'm getting massaged by little goblin babes down my body. They're getting me mentally ready. And then they cape me. Pob and what's his name? Gobble.
But it's like the scene from Game of Thrones where he has to get on the stool to do it and he has to kneel.
Yeah. you guys are just like equipping me with this dark, heavy ass shit and like whispering like little deceitful.
I'm doing his makeup. I'm making him a little more green.
Ears. Yeah, and then they put down this. They lower. They're cranking something for some reason in my helmet.
And then we bird shit as well.
Lower the visage down. Yeah. Kind of like
chains,
a Darth Vader.
Bring it down.
It's like I'm in my Darth Vader orb, and they're like, there's steam rolling out somehow.
Yeah.
They're pumping coal and shit into this, and there's someone just hitting a hammer against metal. Okay, now you can cut back to Tiny Dinky. He's getting his like cloth.
Oh, no. Also, it's the exact opposite pep talk. It's us just fucking. Yeah.
You're nothing. If you lose,
when that
nothing.
Mask goes on, you're no longer Pob. You're a fucking murdering machine. You're gonna go in there and you're gonna kill him. You're gonna tear him to pieces.
You're my dog of war.
He's just gonna be a little green stain on that goddamn ring.
Calm, my dog of war. I'll let you loose soon.
And then it cuts back to Tiny Tim and it's us putting on your little cape and we go, oh my god, you look just so majestic. Are you an angel or are you a fighter? It doesn't really matter because you're a winner to us. Each of us come in and do little cheek kisses at the same time.
And I'm average Eric. Yeah. I'm your brother, and I'm going to give you a kiss.
I'm going to do my best. It's all I can do. heck.
Oh, are you the older brother?
I'm going to give you a kiss. I'm average Eric. Let me talk. I'm the
average
older brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
We actually hate average Eric.
Get the fuck out of here, Eric.
No, we love him. We love him.
I'll never be like you, Tiny Tinky, but I don't care. Because
it's like leave it the fucking beaver in this house.
You're my
dude.
Brother, and I love you.
You're different from me, but I respect all the different qualities about you. You really complete me as a sibling, and I love you.
Our family is strong,
All right, guys. Now let's huddle together.
Brian, shut up.
I will always be there for you.
Eric, get out of here. Eric.
The lone wolf doesn't survive the winter, but the pack does.
No way.
That's not true.
And as we say, Kobe doesn't make the team. So I'll always be there for you, bro, no matter what happens.
I'm your Shaq.
Remember that. Yeah. And I'm your Shaq Payless shoes. Affordable.
Now let's say our prayers.
I want to give my dad a kiss, too.
Come on, guys.
By the way, I just wanted to be stated that this is a testament to the nuclear family. Pob comes from a broken family. Look how fucked up he turned out. All right.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty bad.
Tiny Tinkin.
By an avalanche of shit that massacred his town. That would devastate anybody.
No. Yeah, but your guys' home life right now is pretty badass. All right. You got the love and support of your mom and dad.
Yeah, it's true. And your brother.
Spoken like a good
brother
parent.
Doesn't envy you. And he doesn't feed you bird
shit. The brothers they have a beautiful relationship.
You just like to pat yourself on the back because you don't beat your children and people compliment you.
I haven't started yet. Shit. I'm getting close, though. Those kids are fucking... I wish they would get along as much as my fake goblin kids are right now. These kids are beautiful. I love you guys so much.
And I love you too, Sam. You're the best dad ever. And this is a testament of our family strengths.
Hey, I just want to say, I did good by naming you after me. You know what I'm saying? Like, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Not that I don't appreciate you, Tinky Tink, or whatever we named you. Jesus Christ, that was during our hippie phase. I'm really sorry about that name. Tinky. I mean, I love you guys equally, but we really fucked up with your name for some reason.
Just Tinky, people call him Tiny Tinky.
Okay, I didn't know if his legal name was
Tinky.
What's his last name?
Finkter.
Oh, Finkter.
With an F, like Fink. Like, his name's Tinky Finkter, and you guys are the Finkters.
Like Stinky Sphincter.
No. Well, his first name, technically, his name's S. Tinky
Finkter. It's absolutely
Finkter.
Nothing like that. They're completely...
No. Yeah, it's not like that, though. It's spelled not with a P. It's spelled with an F. Okay. Now we can do a cut smash into a dolly zoom into... a camera flip into a bird's eye view of the ring. And, you know, you hear goblin jazz, you hear goblin drums, things are getting a little lively. People are selling, I don't know, Rat on a Stick and Mudburger and other fantasy popcorn, Apple Jacks. I don't know what Apple Jacks really even are, so I'm sure those are there. Animal crackers, but they're all the funny, cool hybrid animals. And, here's a slight visual aid, even
slug
though it doesn't
horses.
Really look like this at all, but you can see this
just a slug
almost,
with horse legs.
Oh, that is awful.
A fucking, like,
almost
bird
like,
ant.
You know, there's people around it. There's not a catapult there. Let's see here. I can do a quick little... the
slug
fart's
horses
not supposed
are
to be
super
there.
Comfortable.
Well, that baby Duke?
Yeah, that is baby Duke.
A fucking time traveler.
Yeah, look
Garfield
at that.
Garfield on throne?
Yeah, well, that's... Just ignore that.
No.
And
Baby Duke actually
you know,
looks
Bob
exactly
is,
like Tiny Tinky.
Bob's probably doing like gambling. You need like bookie shit. Like he's getting money from people. He's going around a little bit. You know, like
wait, who is Bob?
Yeah,
Bob. Oh, yeah, he's a bookie. Right? Well, he said fall in the third. Right?
I'm gonna be so now. This next, it's gonna be fall in the third. We're not gonna go through the whole fight because it's okay. We'll get to it. But basically, now we're in the pregame. It's about to ring. You know, I'm in the corner. You're massaging my shoulders.
Yeah.
And you're talking to me. Give me a little pep talk. Give me a little.
Okay. Yeah.
You're in the corner.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like behind you, massaging your shoulders. My mouth is right in your fucking ear. And I go, hey, look at him. Look at him.
He's tiny, all right.
He's sitting on that stool over there. His legs aren't even touching the fucking ground.
Yeah, these.
All right. I feel like we should make smaller stools for our people, but yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Mine's custom made.
What I want you to do is I want you to pick up, with one hand you pick up his legs, and with the other hand you pick up his arms.
Christ.
And then you snap, you tear him in half like you're tearing a fucking baguette in half.
I'm not gonna, oh.
The talent scout. There's
Which one's the talent scout?
He's old.
I look out at the crowd.
I go like this.
They all look
fucking
identical.
He's that green fella right over there.
Oh my god,
yeah,
that one.
The green one with the pointy ears.
I point with my fingers on either side of your fucking head.
Wait, I know everyone in this village. I'm pretty sure that, okay.
It's the one guy that you don't know.
Oh, I kind of don't recognize that guy.
Look for everybody you know, and then look for the one guy you don't know.
Oh my god, there he is. I see him.
It's the talent scout.
Oh my god, from the big city.
He hears you, and he just like. He's got a big thing that says talent scout.
Hot dogs or some shit. You know,
future wrestler talent scout is what it says across his shirt.
He has two giant, like, gold belt shoulder buckles. His pauldrons are made out of enormous belt buckles.
Whoa. Oh, that's badass.
I look like I'm a.
Because they use retired champions as scouts.
I don't think there's actually a scout here. There's just. It's just a ruse,
scout.
Yeah.
It's just to kill this little
kid. It's just he wants to kill Tiny Tinky because he's going to be competition down the line. And he's kind of the golden boy of the town.
Let me tell you
they're
something.
They're expecting Tiny Tinky to reach 3-4.
Let me go back to massaging your shoulders for a second.
I like that. You're touching me.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a it's like a hug on my shoulders.
Get comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I never told you this. I know I've been a little bit rough on you.
Oh, you know I lost all these years to his dad?
No. I've always respected you. You have the ability, you have the skill, and you have the talent.
And I got a gumption.
And you got all of it from me. Okay.
It's genetics.
It's me that makes you good. Without me, you're just a big freak, a big green freak that can't even get down to the goddamn mall we built downstairs. Because you're too big to.
There's a mall down there?
Yeah, you can't fit in the tunnels, you big fucking bitch.
Oh, I'm a little claustrophobic.
They never expected anyone to be taller than 5 foot, so that's like a high ceiling over here.
Oh, man.
You ever notice that you're the only one that has to get spelunking gear to go down to the goddamn Dillard's we have down there?
I know. I noticed most of the time I'm the only one in the up world during the day. I just like hanging out up here, you know?
Yeah. I belong.
It gives me home court advantage a little, though. This guy's going to be squinting a little during it.
I'm putting baby oil on you so you're hard to grab onto.
Yeah, so punches fucking slip and shit, like when they put Vaseline on a boxer's face.
I'm rubbing in between your abs with my fingers.
Oh, wow, I've got my 10-year-old six-pack. Is this normal?
The 10-year-old six-pack?
You don't normally do this before my matches.
I normally don't, but this is a big one, because remember, this Tinky Tim or whatever?
Tinky Finger. He's built like he's 16.
Yeah, Tiny Tinky.
He's got the hearts of the people.
Well, he's a lot
him.
Older than me. He's 13.
And you need,
cards.
You need
that's
to get
why
the heart
that's why
from
you
the
don't,
people.
You don't hold back.
Well, Papa, they
he's
say,
older than you.
They say he's been touched by the Great Goblin himself. How am I supposed to beat that kind of power?
I ain't never touched that fucking kid. All right? I ain't never touched that fucking
kid.
I'm the Great Goblin that you need to worry about. And you're from my loins, okay? So you get out there and you fucking smash that little bitch and show these people what a real hero is.
Crush him like a little bug.
Crush him.
But my true strength is in the mystic arts.
Make him a little tiny green stain on the board.
Not allowed to use magic in the match. What am I going to have to rely on?
Eat some.
These aren't for fighting. These are for loving. No. I'm having a real hard time. Most of this I'm just saying in my head because I wouldn't dare speak back
say
against
that.
You. My head, I'm like,
so the whole time you're just going like this?
Yeah, I'm going.
Just nodding.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. But in my head, I'm having a battle of epic proportions. I'm talking lightning and thunder, and there's maybe an ocean.
Maybe.
It's all colliding, and I get flashes of the Great Goblin crawling at incredible speed. And it's going, and I'm just like, oh, man, I think I'm going to, and I throw up off the mat, but I'm just going to, because it's bright, I'm going to throw up right into Gobbledy Goblin, just kind of on his chest. Oh, man, I'm so sorry, Gobble. Now you have to feed me bird shit. This isn't a fantasy of mine, but Brian, it would be in character.
Yeah, you really want me to feed
I grab Pob by the neck. I say, do you know how much I fucking paid for that food? Gobbly, feed him something. Put something in his belly.
Drink this. Drink this little shot glass.
Pour it in there. I got his fucking mouth open.
Good stuff.
What the hell is that? You're supposed to be giving him protein. What is that? What did you pour in his mouth?
It's protein. It's protein. I swear to God.
Is there like some sort of pre-workout?
Yeah, it's the good stuff.
Close your mouth.
And then concentrated protein.
I do this.
He's a fucking cat. It's fine. Now shit in this cup too while you're at it, by the way. Just shit in the cup.
I got mad bird disease. What's happening to me? Know what we should work in? What, I don't know if it's too late for this. I hadn't even considered it. But you know, this is feeding into, you're supposed to feed into our level threes. So I got a little bit of the bad edge, I got a little bit of good, you know. Should you give me goblin gas before this fight? Do you think that would? There's no, maybe a strain of aggression, but then what that kind of.
He's too young.
Wait. Does the goblin gas? Does that the whole horniness thing? Is that something that just affects non goblins?
It's a strain.
Okay.
So there could be.
There's a fighting one. There's like a battle rage one.
Strain.
Yeah, here we got some good stuff for you, son.
You have to do it yourself and then blow it into my mouth with a kiss. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. That's the only way you can sneak it to me.
Yeah.
It's like an illegal strain too. We had to sneak that shit in.
It's not illegal to kiss your.
It's not illegal to kiss your son.
Okay, so I put my hands on your shoulders.
You're doing a real Tom Brady thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You're huge. You're sitting in this chair, right? I'm going
to
stand.
You have to
sit on my lap. You're going to be on my shoulders, dude. You can be on my shoulders.
No, I want to stand one foot on each of your knees, and then I'm just eye to eye with you. So you're like sitting in a chair, and then I'm just standing on your knees. And I'm just the difference in height so that we're just eye to eye. I put my hands on your shoulders.
And you open mouth kiss them.
Yeah, I go, son. And as I'm talking, you see little wisps of smoke leave my mouth. Yeah.
Your breath's stinky. What is that, Daddy? Your breath's stinky. What's happening?
Son, I've never told you this, but you have my potential in your freak of a body.
I will never even be a fraction of your potential, father. Father.
Father.
Fuck.
I know that, but you can build on what I've created. You can build on my legacy, and I've always believed in you. Now, when I go to kiss you on your lips and tell you I love you, I want you to inhale. And I'm not talking like just your mouth. I'm talking like into your lungs. Like, breathe with your chest.
Wait, are you sending love?
Get some real good, Dad.
I love you, son.
Really give it to him.
This is how goblins kiss. You always inhale.
What's happening?
Slip in some tongue.
Okay. And I say, there is a 1 in 4 chance you either have an insane erection and you're about to fight a little man now, or that should have given
you. Look down. I'm fucking rock hard. This could happen to you. This is.
Or you could get an incredible bloodlust.
What? Just make me more proud. Are you proud of me, Dad?
Yes.
Son, I'm hard as a rock right now. How about you?
I don't have anything. No activation downstairs.
Then go get him, Tiger. Go get him.
But then I hold up a crude drawing of Tinky, Tinky Tiny.
His name's Tiny Tinky.
Yeah.
It's Tiny Tinky.
I grab you by the collar.
It's Tiny Tinky.
He's the goddamn hero.
He's a local hero boy. Yeah.
And then Bob
shits himself for a second. There's real fear in there.
I have a really good hand-drawn, it looks almost photorealistic.
Impressive drawing. Do you secretly draw?
After I broke my fingers in that horrible accident, it took a long time. I was like a stroke victim trying to learn how to rewrite, and I've learned how to draw with my toes instead of my hands.
Oh, my God. This is remarkable.
But
also, you said your opus. Legs don't work. Wait, no, they do work. I just like to carry you around.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to walk on the things that I can draw with.
Dexterous.
That's true. They're your hands now. It's like walking on your hands.
And what I have drawn is it's a photorealistic image of Tiny Tinky making out with your crush.
What the hell?
You're rabid, you're high as shit, and I go, look at this photo of Tiny Tinky.
Why is Tiny Tinky making out with his mom in this picture? What the hell is going on?
That's some freak shit right there.
Yeah.
Stop. Why are you showing me this?
Because this guy's a goddamn menace. You know, he only started making out with her once he realized you were into her.
You like her, yeah.
How does he know that?
The guy's a goddamn, he's not a hero, he's a goddamn villain. You need to set this guy right.
But aren't I a villain? When I'm
No, you're just high as shit. You're just fucking, you're high as shit. This guy's fucking your girl. That's all you need to know.
You're the monster slayer, man. Slay his ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you grab
and then
the
I, and
bell.
Then I use my thumb. Oh, yeah. When I kiss you, I go, oh, are you fucking eating bird shit? What
the hell? Yeah. Is that shit. What that was?
It's that exactly what like bird
Christ, gobbly, what the fuck do you feed this car?
What's wrong with you, gobbly?
It's experimental. It's experimental. Okay. Birds are like the strongest things on earth.
And you guys are like, good luck. And I'm just sitting there in the corner like,
yeah, okay, you I'm should be worked up into old. into a blood frenzy now.
He's like dribbling out like bird shit out of his mouth.
I'm sweating profusely. Got bird shit dribbling out of my mouth. Yeah, yeah. My eyes are bloodshot. I'm like, what? Yeah. I want to kill Tinky. What? Hero boy and Tiny Tinky's in the. Should we do a quick cut to his family's like, oh my God. Tinky, you know, you're gonna do great out there. Giving him, feed him a little bit of water, bird food.
Yeah. You look over, you just see fucking Pav like all delusional. You're just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
dude,
we'll be on either.
If you don't want to,
we'll be on either
by
side.
The way.
Yeah, hey,
it's tiny. No pressure.
By the way, I know your tum tum may be a little bit full from that breakfast we gave you. You know, if you want to bow out of this competition, we can go on down, play at the park.
Cramp. It's they not just life got or new death.
Yeah. Honestly, hey, you know, listen to your
I'm
brother
feeling,
here.
I'm feeling great, and I know that Pomb is a real sportsmanlike guy. This is just, you know, this is the match I've been dreaming of having because I know win, lose, or draw, it's going to be a good time for everybody out there.
You know,
I
Tiny.
I've been at you at all fours. Like,
he the bell like while you're getting
while you're getting the pep talk.
He just grab him and throw him.
Tiny, I don't mean to, you know, disparage a person that you respect in the ring and everything, and I don't doubt Pob's prowess or his, you know, outstanding adherence to the code, but. His dad is kind of a fucking psychopath, and look at him over there. And
wait,
then it just
you
cuts
be,
the
can
palm.
Can you be in front of him? Nuts. Like he's sitting in the corner, well, and you're in front of him talking to him. Sam.
And then you move your head.
No. Yeah. Hey, no, you don't. No, you're still talking to him. This whole time, I'm like slinking. I'm crawling over on all fours. Okay, keep talking.
I don't think you can judge Pop by the sins of his father and. You know, based on what I've seen, he is a truly admirable opponent and
Sam's
somebody.
I double fist punch through Sam's stomach.
And fuck it, you grab fucking Tinky.
And I put a hole through him, and blood shoots on your face, Tinky. And then I get you, I lift you over my head, and I break Sam, I break you on my knee. And then I kick you under the ropes. What's happening? I'm sorry. And then Brian, I grab your throat. I'm like, you've been kissing Tinky?
Your own Tinky? Son?
Oh, boy. And I just crush your throat. You go limp.
I didn't even get to say anything.
What's happening?
Is Tinky got a broken spine? He's just laying there like this?
No,
like,
Tinky's fine. He's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you ripped him off.
No, he destroyed me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I killed Sam, and now I've killed you.
Oh, I thought you like put both your hands through his stomach and then grabbed Tinky through it and ripped him in half like a savage.
Jesus Christ.
That's you're not so, that
that's
insane.
So much.
Okay, you got some standards.
It's
all
really
right.
Fucked up. So anyway,
Why?
That's what Pop's saying. Be more scared and scream.
I don't think I could be any more scared. I'm in
you
shock.
Knew I wanted her.
This was supposed to be a match. I've looked up to you for my entire life.
I break your leg.
Before you were born, but I was anticipating.
I break the bone out of it. And Sam and Brian, you guys are still a little alive if you want to still contribute. You just
isn't even like, wrestling. I don't even
I talk like
what
the,
is
I talk
this?
Like the lady from us. From us.
Somebody from the audience,
like,
do something. This doesn't
out.
Make any sense. This is,
everyone
this is not a match. Please.
Scared.
Please, I am actually dying out here. I'm scared for my life.
Tinky, run! Run away!
I can't run. I have a compound fracture in my leg.
I grab your other leg. I start dragging you to the middle of the ring.
Please.
Dragging you out there.
Please. Call the police.
I put you there.
I don't understand.
You will. You will learn to understand.
Don't do this. This is Bob's doing, Pob. This isn't you, Pob. I know you, Pob. This isn't you.
You're almost breaking through to me. There's something to him.
Yeah, Bob turns and looks at Bob, and I'm at the ropes, just frothing at the mouth. Just, I can tear him apart.
You're doing good.
Don't be like me. Be better than me.
I'm sticking my hands into the wound of the father, and I'm like doing war paint under
I'm
my.
I'm gonna
teeth.
Tell you something, Bob.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. Our family.
The truth is, I didn't save that kid as fast as I think I could. And now you know. Yeah, he lived, but I feel like I could have done it better. And if you do this now, if you listen to Bob, you're going to regret it. You're going to spend the rest of your life thinking you could have done better.
A tear forms in my eye. A whistling tear. And I don't know what that means. Just a regular tear forms. And then
I have a slide whistle, so when we animate a tear, I can.
I gotta somehow work this line I wrote down yesterday into this. I just remembered on stream. I'm in such a mental frenzy. I'm 10 years old. I'm high on rage. I need to impress the scout that's not even there. I need to impress my father.
The scout's getting escorted out because he doesn't even have a ticket. He's getting let out.
He's a pervert that was going to molest me after the thing.
He's just like watching kids wrestle.
Don't do this for Bob. Do it for yourself.
My lips become they're so quivering and tight. Lips so tight, in fact, that only a whistle or a secret could squeeze through them. I'm just like kind of in like zombie mode. Oh no! He's in a bunch of animals come and I start bashing them out of the sky. So there's such an animal massacre element. There's a stampede of elk coming over the horizon. You hear rumbling, and everyone's like, "Whoa, what now?"
What's
woodland creatures are coming on, and they're bandaging Tinky, and I'm mashing them like whack-a-mole,
punching them off. Yeah.
No, I love animals. I think, and I'm crushing them. I'm eating some of them.
He wipes the tears from his face. This is a renewed, healed body.
Yeah.
And I'm going to climb up on the roof.
All these animals.
Yeah, Gobbledee and Bob should be fighting off animals outside the ring at this point. If you guys want to describe.
I'm a wannabe vet. I wouldn't do that. It's horrifying.
No, but this is a great point of confliction for your character. Bob is telling you to kill these animals that are coming, but you want to be a veterinarian. I'm frozen like this.
You're patching them up as quickly as Bob is destroying them.
I'm giving a little squirrel CPR. And then when Bob looks at me, I go, his fucking head up.
You've been killing the same dead squirrel for 5 minutes.
They're resuscitating it.
And then ding, 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 ding. That's the end of the round. You go back to your corner.
I'm laying with a compound fracture.
You start massaging. I start massaging your shoulders. I go, Jesus Christ, you're supposed to fall in the third. You killed his dad in like the first 4 seconds. And then you shattered his fucking legs and everything. If those woodland creatures hadn't come in and patched them up, I would have lost a lot of fucking money and you would have pissed me off.
What are you talking about? I would never. You need to blow more smoke in me. I'm starting to come back.
I need more smoke.
What, son? You got a secret?
I got two more secrets for you. One is, if you disappoint me again, if you fuck this guy up before the third round, I'm going to fucking stab you in the neck. You're gone. And then the other thing is I'm going to assume that you're going to do well, so I'm just going to go ahead and give you another kiss. Make sure to inhale and keep that stinky bird shit breath away from me, all right?
I don't want more kisses.
I love you, son. You're making me proud. Son.
Give me those fucking luscious blue, luscious greens of yours.
Damn, what is that? Goddamn, that's factory made.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit.
That's deep in the mines down there. That's the good stuff.
All right, check your pants. You are?
This is from the underworld? No.
Yeah.
All right, go get them, son.
This is from the dispensary down in the mall you can't get to. It's literally the best shit.
Where am I? What is
this? 30%.
Am I winning?
Listen here, son. You're fighting a really bad man.
And
right?
He knows he's still okay. Like, he knows about this. Don't His family to knows him. That. What is that? What's
Bobby,
that?
You don't have to have the match end like this.
That's the most evil motherfucker ever. He killed your best friend over. You see that guy with the big hole in his stomach?
Everybody loves everybody.
He just made you kill your crush.
Yeah.
He made you crush his windpipe.
Remember the code.
Andy off-screen killed average Eric or not. It's unknown.
And he killed all these goddamn squirrels and elk and shit too, which is pretty weird. This. Pretty damaging for the habitat out here.
He's talking about the code.
Bob quickly drew a fucking.
You hear his
of him,
voice
like, his
echoing throughout your mind as you see his limp form dragged into his corner, bone protruding from his knee, where you've
bird,
absolutely just
no. But birds built a nest around it. It's working like a sling.
A series of Cinderella-like animals are dragging him and
are
mending him.
Trying to help him.
But
an anaconda,
even amongst the flurry of their activity, and no matter how quick something in you is. Conflicting, you feel the force of Bob. I'm just saying it's happening. It's happening. You feel the weight of these forces against you.
Have you guys seen Kung Fu Hustle?
Of course.
Yeah.
They're making that cocoon around him, like the Chosen One cocoon. And there's that music from that movie in there. And I'm just getting high as shit. I'm just like going crazy. And animals are over there turning Tiny Tinky into some sort of living weapon, a beast. And then this round is going to be, I'd say when the bell rings, we actually have like a pretty good fight. And then
it'd be funnier if you just punched him once and all of it just fell apart.
Hold on. Like, it's like
what
this
happens
really,
in the memory.
No, it's this really epic fight and like, we're flying through the air. We're doing spin kicks and shit. And then
so
the
it's
bell
like,
ring. Wuxia? No, listen. No, but it's okay. All a hallucination in Pop's corner. I'm just out of my fucking mind. The bell rings. It's only the second round still. He's just in the middle of the fucking thing.
He's like twitching.
And I hear the bell ring. I stand up. I'm like, okay, third round. Like, he's got it in him. Like, he's got the fight. Like, he might beat me if I'm not careful.
I get up on the ropes.
Yeah. And I'm gonna do an absolute obliterator from the third rope. I'm bouncing super high, and you're just like, you know, in my mind,
he's
you are
having a
fully
seizure
restored
in the middle of the ring right now.
But he's really just like, and there's
he's doing death rattles.
There's
he's
crows
like,
picking at your body. There's vultures.
So in Bob's point of view, the cocoon opens. I step out in some sort of like Gundam outfit put together by woodland creatures, and I look like really intimidating and badass. I have like I don't know, like snake arms or something, where they're like wrapped around my arm and they're like ready to bite. But in reality, I'm just standing there like mourning my father in the middle of the ring.
He's like,
oh my god, what happened?
But he's got the power of all woodland kind on his side. I'm gonna have to use my ultimate obliterator move if I want to stand a chance in making it to the fourth round. And Bob is just like, what the fuck is going on? I just sat for 20 seconds not talking, just like, okay, bell. And I stumble out there. I climb up on the rope. And, you know, what can I use? Okay, this is green. It'll be green screened out. But you know, I'm doing it.
Do you want me to grab the rope and pull it down to my waist so it can slingshot you up?
Slingshot.
I don't
want to
go like 20 feet in the air.
Son.
What?
Get up on the top rope.
Okay.
We're going to do my signature move. You're going to carry on where I left off.
We'll be able to beat his mecha suit.
And for the bushes.
Double bouncing has been banned for years.
Ever since my accident, but you got the physicality, you got the robustness, you can do
it. Put it on the map again.
Yeah,
but will I be able to penetrate his armor?
You will squash him like a bug. What the fuck are you talking about? He's like 2 feet tall.
He's power.
He's goddamn 10 years old. You're gonna fucking obliterate this guy. He's 12 or something, isn't he?
13.
Yeah,
he's 13.
But he can't even stand up anymore. You're fine. Yeah.
He's 13 and he's mourning the death of his father. I think you could fucking destroy him in like 2 seconds.
The reference of the picture that I sent now comes into play.
That's what he looks like.
Where you have double bounced me. I guess you'd be on the other side. Yeah, he is laying there in the middle, just bones sticking out.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, oh, I might have to add on to that drawing some birds around him, kind of picking at him.
Armor? Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, and his clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Or the mech
yeah,
armor.
That's the animals that came. It was just birds trying to eat his fucking remains.
They're vultures. And I'm going to double bounce in the air with my golden glory. And I'm going to come down on him with, what's just a badass wrestling move? Maybe just like an elbow, like an atomic elbow. What would just absolutely, okay.
Like a five-star frog splash would be pretty epic.
Your hair horns actually harden, you jump up.
You just tuck, and then it's the full belly flop.
Okay, I'll do that. I go like 20 feet in the air, though.
You gotta do like a couple of flips.
A moonsault would be dope.
I'm gonna do like the fucking like, and then I'm gonna go into the full belly flop. Ooh. And when I'm coming down, and my facade's clearing a little bit, and I see the face of
tiny Tinky's little lip quiver.
Hero boy.
That's basically the move you did in the tavern. That's dope.
Yeah. Well, it's come full circle. Yeah, but this time, you know, that was trauma healing. This is trauma forming.
Damn, that adds impact to that moment. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it would have made it even worse if I exploded Baby Duke. Because it would have been twice that the full weight of my body comes down on a little creature.
But maybe it comes to show that that wasn't your fault.
Wow. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I have a Goodwill Hunting moment. No, but I'm flying down. I see what was once a friend. And I see, you know, this is a really long fall. I'm like 180 feet in the air. No, like, you know, like 20. I see the family dead, and I see my bloodthirsty Bob, my godfather. And I come down on a belly flop, and I just explode him. He just absolutely evaporates, basically. He pops. Like, I hit him, and his head,
he looks like a little booger.
Shoot out of the top of his head explodes. And his top half flies through that. And then his bottom half flies through his leg holes that have been shattered. And it just paints the entire ring red in a kind of a stripe up and down it. And I'm laying face first in his face.
And it's dead silent. Everyone cheers.
No, everyone's just like, they're screaming. There's horror. And then I'm holding just a wet sack of a man with noodle. You know, it's like a paper bag. And I'm like, no! And then I look up, and I'm like, why?
And for one brief second, the final neurons fire off in my brain, and they go, no! And they look at you one last time, and then
how is he still alive? He's nothing.
It was gas escaping his body.
The gas escapes through his lips. He goes, why?
I looked up. By the way, you look for your Bob, and I'm already just at the bookies collecting money. I go.
And everyone in the town is the 9/11 for Tiny Hero Boys. So everyone's just
I forgot.
Absolutely devastated.
And more than the crushing of their body, you swear you feel the crushing of their spirit, truly.
Oh, God.
As though you have denied potentially this person any sort of afterlife.
Jesus Christ.
He fucked him up that bad.
I killed his spirit. I killed his soul.
Like you feel almost a powerful sense of, for lack of a better term, magic. There is so much emotion released upon the death of this
tiny body.
Contained such spirit that you felt it. It there truly was a force as it left the body.
Did I eat it?
And someone random person from the crowd goes, "This is the single worst thing to happen to Greenvale collectively as a community."
It doesn't get worse than this. I agree with that opinion.
This is absolutely the lowest point in the history of Greenvale.
Yeah. It will never be topped, ever.
As many of the crowd, although still applauding the efforts, because, you know, who could have known that would have happened, but...
They don't know that.
You know,
15 years later, 9/11/2 will happen on the anniversary of this date, completely devastating the town.
And so what?
Everybody was gathered at the arena, like as a memorial for a Inky.
So as a heavy-handed victory is still handed to Pob, who did truly nothing wrong in the match.
Guy comes out and is like, Jesus Christ.
His hand is raised to
go to the finals.
To a solemn
the
round of
the
applause.
Withdraws.
Everyone else in the competition withdraws.
As Pob returns to his corner with Bob.
I think I'm mellowing out. Damn, I need to get a beer, even this keel. I think I'm a man. What the hell happened to me?
Yeah.
What'd you do to me?
I did exactly what I needed to do.
And I, in the end of it, I do a double dive choke attack at you, but it fades before, you know, if I, what happens? I don't kill you. There's no mystery.
Oh, we just end up in an embrace.
Was Gobbledy Goblin there as well?
He was the guy wearing
resuscitating a squirrel.
Okay, no, so, he was the guy wearing the scout uniform. It just turns out to be your brother.
Oh, yeah.
The
fake guy.
I think it's safe to say that you would encounter each other after the fight, right? Like, what would Gobbledy Goblin say to Pob after this?
I think Gobbledy Goblin is like pretty fucking horrified. Yeah, Jesus like Gobbledy Goblin, Brian, from where
he's evil as well, right?
But he's not like true
no, he
evil.
Looks up
he's,
to Pob. He
no,
looks
he doesn't
around.
Look up to him. Sure he wants bullies to be him, him, but he doesn't want to be as much like Bob as he is. There's signs of life.
So it's
where
more for
Bob
show.
Doesn't have them.
I mean, especially licks his dagger like a psycho.
Yeah, for intimidation.
Okay,
you
but
know?
That's what I'm saying is it's more of a I'm projecting this because I'm
it's
insecure, not like I'm actually
he's
menacing.
Not like Bob definitely loves him more, but he doesn't get like, you know, Hollywood treatment, you know, because he's tiny.
So I feel like that if Pob was afraid of Gobbledy Gob and Gobbledy Gob was saying that what you did was abhorrent, how would that make you feel?
What
person the person you're afraid of is calling you a monster.
I have a total Darth Vader moment where I'm like, and what about Tiny Finky? Is he okay? You're like, in your anger, you killed him.
What? Every great display like that requires a sacrifice.
He looks like a green sleeping bag.
Wait,
he's not
Sam,
even a person
can you be the
anymore.
Emperor for me?
What? Yes. Yes. And once again, I'm massaging you. Excellent job.
And you stop touching him. You're fucking, you freak.
And Gobble, you take off my helmet. You take off my Vader helmet. I'm 10 years old. What the hell is going on? Did I kill that kid?
Yes.
What? Is this going to change things in this town or...
Yes, we're gonna start getting some goddamn respect around here. That's what this
you just
is gonna
became
change.
The toughest goblin in the,
are you
in the junior league.
Proud
you just
of
made
me?
I'm so proud of you. You made me so much money. You scared the shit out of every family here.
And I made $4,000. What's a goblin dollar?
I made $4,000 goblin dollars.
Equivalent of $80 USD.
In 1930, though. Yeah. So, like, adjust for inflation, still a pretty penny.
Like
pretty
$400.
Good. Yeah.
We'll be able to live for another week with this money.
Yeah. We're definitely getting some filet mignons from Kroger, all right? We're going to be eating good this weekend.
Yeah, that's the best part. Like, the bet was on the third, but the odds were, the spread was Pob.
But I didn't even beat him in the third. It was the second.
But it turns out that, like, everybody was voting for you anyways because you're a fucking freak and you're, like, 8 times taller than that little kid you just murdered. There was not a single bet for him. Like, everybody likes him, but nobody thought he could win.
I'm a freak.
Oh, like in a good way, like
creature. I'm a creature freak. Freak.
Yeah. Look, some people are admired in the ring, and some people are feared. You're gonna have to acknowledge that you're feared.
But what of whimsy and good?
Ferocious.
What of good, Papa, and magic?
Let me tell you something, kid.
Who needs good when you have money?
Do you think someone that's truly good
could do that to another person. And I point over to the little empty toothpaste tube of a person that he left in the middle of the ring.
I don't see anything.
Some guy with a fucking broom's already eating him off the ring.
Tiny Tink's mom is picking him up like a fucking...
Tiny
like
mom is dead also. Basically.
Like a welcome mat.
Oh, no.
I thought it would be cool if Tiny Tink's mom survived Greenville's accident and she like hunts you down as like an evil person.
Eric is...
She just has a really like skinny neck because it got crushed.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
it's
that.
It's all bent like a straw.
Yeah, she's still, like, her and Eric survive, but they're both fucked up.
Okay, well,
Eric had both of his ears ripped off like a chimpanzee attack.
Who the fuck is Eric? That's is Eric the one that got his stomach punched out?
No, that's the dad. Okay. Eric's just his brother that doesn't do anything.
Okay.
I would love it. Dude, if the dad actually ended up living... If the dad lives and he just has like a piece of glass and he has like his son's body inside his tummy.
The dad just took my son from me. I punched so hard that I shot his organs up and down, like I cauterized. And now he has a hole and 10 years he's gonna get basically a fish tank with his son's body kind of floating around in it.
He got a custom breeze block.
Wow, I really jumped the shark with this one, but it seems like a good memory.
I stole this from a rally. It's one of those goddamn glass tiles that they use on the wall. And tucked his son's body down into it.
Their whole family
he turned that lovely family into a fucking bunch of freaks, dude.
Yeah, and they become like... They become evil in a way. The dad, the brother has got double ear patches. The mom's got a neck that goes like kink, 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 kink. And the dad has a fish on his stomach.
No, the only way to get good transplants for the brother was to use Tiny Tink's ears, which were salvaged
from the
and so he has abnormally small ears stitched onto his head.
Oh God, no!
And they whisper things. He hears thoughts of Tiny Tink at times.
The mom
of the moments before he died. Yeah.
Has his neck. Well, no, it's exploded.
Yeah, a neck transplant.
No, it doesn't have a neck transplant. She just tiny wears neck. It like a sleeve over her neck.
Yeah.
To kind of look like regular.
A neck koozie.
To make it look more like a real neck koozie,
but underneath it's just mangled. And when she talks, she's like...
I like it.
Sounds like the lady from Us, dude.
Oh, yeah, kind of. And,
oh, man.
Bless you.
Thank you.
But yeah, that family's just kind of crawling away towards their home. Their home that was once beautiful. Cookie's still sitting on the mantle.
Mm. Wow.
And,
that's horrifying. That's tragic. That really is 9/11. Jesus.
Yeah. And a couple
people. Wait till you hear about 9/11, too.
And some people in the crowd died from the animal stampede. So, yeah.
Do you think Pop gets like a keychain or anything that says like, never forget? And it has, it's just like a little remembrance of the day.
I think I'm gonna take a little bit of his. What's like the most part? What's like out of a skin sack? What's the most important part you could take to remember?
Like a out nipple.
Scrotum.
A scrotum, right? Yeah, it is.
It feels so weird to take a nipple. It feels weird to take it. I'm gonna take a little bit of his blood and put it in a vial. I'm gonna put it around my necklace.
The blood of a true hero.
How do you get the blood?
Well, it's just splattered everywhere.
I was curious if you got some off the mat or if you got it from the body.
I'll get a little brain matter. I'm going to put it in a little vial. And maybe one day technology, I say to myself, will be advanced enough to bring you back, Tiny, with just a small sliver of what you once were, even if you don't have a soul. See, I killed your soul. I have hope, and I give it a kiss.
Yeah. If only you could meet someone that was harnessing something called science or something in the future.
Come into play later. Oh shit! Where did I put that?
Flash forward. By the way, I have this necklace.
If there was a little boy's brain in it. Understand the surge of energy you felt as his life.
Sam
evaporated.
Gets a legendary weapon and a prophecy. I get a little bit of brain from a tiny hero boy.
I will trade you this goddamn crab bow for a vial of brain any day.
All of a sudden, a strange and slender goblin comes out of nowhere. Come here, boy. Oh, the writing on the wall is clear. No, it doesn't happen.
Whoa, the Crophecy? I've been waiting. I love the Crophecy.
Crophecy, what the hell are you talking about? That doesn't make any damn sense.
Then I'm like, no, it doesn't happen. And we fade back into Brian's memory.
Nice.
So wow, Brian's memory sucks.
Yeah.
So the end point of your memory.
It looks like a GeoCities page right now. It says under construction.
Just to clarify, the ending is just the final death blow.
I'm going to say it's late. The death blow happens. I see his family crawl away. There's a guy like cleaning up, you know, Bob. And Bob's like, you did good, boy. You did good. I'll meet you back at the house. Gobble's like, what the fuck is going? Like, I...
Do you feel morally conflicted, or do you feel...
Goblin D. Goblin moves out the next week.
Absolutely, like, this will be a thing that haunts me till my last day. I just killed what was basically the golden boy of our town and hero in kind of a fugue drug state that I'm not fully sure I understand yet, but I blame myself, you know, because...
You're taking advantage of,
though. If I were a better man, though, could I have fought it? You know, is what Bob said true?
You're still young. You're still young.
To add a little bit of, like, haunting character development, maybe you hear the crowd turn, and, like, as soon as he gets smashed like a ketchup packet, there's a lot of murmurings
booze,
of, like...
Perhaps?
Yeah, like, I thought Bob was a... I thought he was a good guy. I thought he was a hero.
Yeah.
He killed the good boy of town.
And I'm just like... I think I'm fighting in a mech battle. You know, I am tripping out. I'm thinking there's lasers and shit going around. I'm doing backflips and pirouettes, and I explode a kid. Yeah, and then I'm like, you know, it's very sobering.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, boo, you, what the hell?
You're a monster.
Like, you killed Tiny Tanky. And they're throwing tomatoes at me and shit. And then when dusk is hitting, I go back up to the mat, and I, you know, I'm holding his little body. And I'm like, one day I will make a little guy your size better for it. And I'm going to scoop up a little bit of his brain and put it in a vial. And I'm going to just say, like, I'm going to put this in my inventory. And I put it in my inventory.
Do you hotbar it? Is it at the bottom of your HUD, or is it just in the deep recesses of your stash?
I don't need it quickly.
You don't want to accidentally consume it.
It's in my key items, along with a gold coin that is a special relic. I've got a mud diamond and that. Wow. And then I look up at the sky, and it's red, and I said, red sky at night, sailor's delight.
Finn.
Memory.
Oh, I'm not ready.
We're in
this
your memory
is
now.
So long. Okay, here we go.
Let's do it. Okay.
Remember when Brian interrupted Sam's? Yeah,
that's fine.
I don't forget.
The difference is I don't stop.
I'm gonna rise above.
I don't fucking.
We're in your world, and you're not talking. We get to be what we want.
All right. It takes place in the vault of Cerulius. Walls up to the sky in PO boxes. They got lots of valuable shit in here. Right. Go ahead. Take it away.
We're criminals?
Yeah, hold on.
Wait, going in a circle around you?
Yeah.
That way you can, like, throw them with your powers.
I've got, like, forks going one circle around me, plates another, and I'm like, you let us down, viewer. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Ah!
Okay, I forgot
so
that you guys are
the leader
in
this
squad. Ticket. Who?
Me.
No, you're not the leader. You're like the...
Well, I told you about it.
Spending on his next move, it could be drastic.
Frank, I'd be like, Frank Ocean.
Brian had access to this, and he just wasn't going to read it?
Why do you need... Okay. What do you need? Yep. It's my dream. Well, it's not your dream.
You
why
start
the
theater
of the mind is having budget cuts. No explanation.
Oh, man.
The dice
game, like
now the theater of the mind.
I'm just sitting there in shock the whole time.
So he could have sex with Jet Cheetah?
This is... What? I was confused as well.
I'd like to point out that you said come round three.
He was supposed to be like a wizard that was like dog shit. Suddenly now he's like a level 1,000 sorcerer.
Probably some weird sex thing. That guy's a freak. He's
I
your roommate?
Goddamn guy. I love him.
So what's
Let's
your college like? Wait,
Let's
hold
follow
on. I want to get some
guy.
Backstory.
We got to escape. We got to get out of here. Let's move on, please. There's four
we
more, there's three
even,
more scenes. We need
more
to get the
scenes,
fuck out of here.
Well, we haven't even...
this is
and
what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. Okay, we leave. We go to the next
get
scene.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're in two scenes from now.